We all know that saving money is the smart thing to do, but is it practical? Teenagers spend almost half of what they earn, and these habits carry on into adult life. Statistics from Bankrate.com show that 28% of U.S. adults don't have any emergency funds in a savings account. It is widely suggested that 15% of your gross income should be stowed into a savings account, but most Americans, especially millennials, tend to live paycheck to paycheck. Although retirement is still ages away for the younger set, opening a savings account as a young adult is still a very good idea for multiple reasons. Savings can help you learn important life skills, such as building your work ethic, budgeting, and how to deal with credit. Robert Brokamp from Bankrate says that saving can help you prepare for bigger purchases you may have later on in life, and the earlier you get started, the better.
It always depends on what your goal is, and the easy answer is save as soon as possible, given the fact that we all have financial constraints. But what some people don't appreciate is that even saving $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month can really add up over time so that you have a nice little pot of savings when you need it.
A basic savings account you'd build with your parents would be the best option for your childhood and teenage years. These accounts typically require a parent or guardian to open the account in the child's name and allow the adult to show the child or teen how savings work. You can also start saving for retirement at a very young age, as long as you have parental oversight. Brokamp explains the process.
The big savings vehicle for most Americans for retirement is an IRA. Even teenagers can contribute to an IRA. All you need is some sort of work-related income. And what often parents will do is for a teenager who's working at a job, the parents will open up the IRA when the teenager makes some money and decides to contribute, let's say, $25 to that. The parents will match it. So they create this incentive for the person to save. And when you look at someone who is a teenager starting to save for retirement at such a young age, it has a tremendous effect on how much money you'll have once you reach your 60s and 70s.
Emily Holbrook from themint.org points to easy-to-use online resources to introduce the concept of saving.
Themint.org is a great online resource for kids, teens, parents, and teachers. And that has a lot of tools that people can try themselves, calculators, tips, tricks, talking points that people can use to understand not only how to better save, but invest for the future, budgeting basics, really helping people be set up for success.
Once you hit your 20-something years, an online bank account may be the best option to monitor your account status most easily. Automated savings may also be an ideal option for this age range, so that transferring any income from checking to savings is seamless and painless. Brokamp agrees that these methods are best.
The best thing you can do for saving on just about any other aspect of your finances is to automate it. So it can even be done at your local bank. You just sign up and say, I'm going to have $10 a week, $25 a week, $50 a week, move from your checking account to a savings account. So that money is separate from what you see when you put your card in the ATM. It's set aside. It actually might be a little harder to get to. But you automate it so that you don't have to think, all right, I got to put that $10 in the savings account. And over time, that will build up significantly.
When the 30-somethings come along and it's time to buy that new house and car, your best bet may be to set up a brick-and-mortar money market savings with a banker at your local branch. Once it's time to start ramping up your savings in preparation for retirement, it's probably time to start thinking about setting up a high-yield savings account that can increase your retirement funds. And once you're finally a retiree, it's a good time to set up an online IRA savings account so that you can monitor your retirement savings with ease. But before you buy a home or worry about retirement, what are some things you can do now to get started saving? Holbrook says that getting started early, even with the guidance and help of a parental or legal guardian, can kickstart the savings efforts with interested young adults.
Really having those conversations in the home, in the schools, and with your peers are great ways to learn, socialize, try new tools, and really become more financially empowered. So you don't only have the education to make the right choices, but also are able to take action and implement the plan.
By starting early and getting a little bit of help, you can build up a savings account to prepare for your bright future. For Radio America, I'm Julia Arcega.